Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Paper Towel Improv Podcast, episode 13. Woo!
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 We've got a couple of Paper Towel alums on today for another duo team episode. You might know them from the Game Show or from fellow Tucson podcast Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast. You might have already guessed their names because I just said them out loud. We got Kurt and Jen.
Hey, Rafi.
Hi, Rafi. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Jen. Pretty good, thanks. They're going to be on doing their duo team format, Salt and Pepper. My question for you guys is, where did that theme name come from?
That was my idea. Of all the many things that we have in common, the only one that kind of comes across is visually apparent is we both have the salt and pepper hair. So
that is true. Not our height. Our height does not come in visually in the same.
Okay, this is going to sound insane.
Because I'm prepared for that, Rafi.
Awesome. And listeners, you, Jen is very short and Kurt, not very, but Jen is short and Kurt.
No, Jen is very short. I would say very short.
She doesn't mind me saying that. Jen is very short and Kurt is Rafi. Hi, Kurt is very tall. I always thought salt and pepper came from that. And I don't know how that makes any sense.
Yeah, it 100% comes from our gray hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Are you saying like the pepper grinder is like super tall and the salt shaker is very short?
Okay, first of all, I'm pepper here, so I just want to put that on record.
Okay,
oh, Jen, so you're pepper.
I'm pepper.
That shoots down your theory then, because she is.
I'm a spicy pepper. I'm just a spicy hot pepper. It's fine. I'm a ghost pepper.
Is salt because I can't think of a way to finish that sentence in a way that makes sense.
He's got whiter hair than I do, very slightly.
There you go.
I said slightly.
Awesome.
But very distinguished, yes.
Distinguished, that's right.
You guys want to talk a bit about the format we're going to be doing today?
Sure.
We do a mono scene, so it's just one scene with no edits and the same characters the whole time.
Awesome. What brought you guys to the mono scene format?
I was in Oklahoma City, and I got to go to the Oklahoma City Improv, and I saw a wonderful team there do a mono scene. And when Kurt asked if I wanted to do the March Madness with him, I was like, sure, but we're going to do a mono scene. And he was like, no. And I said, no, but we are going to do a mono scene. So get on board.
So you did.
We did. Is that about how it went down, Kurt?
That is 100% accurate, yes.
That exact conversation. Verbatim.
Yep. So I suggested a couple of a weird format that I was brewing up, and she's like, oh, that's interesting. No. We're going to do that.
And thus, Salt and Pepper was born.
In fairness, since Salt and Pepper's birth, we have also created like spectacles that we're on together. And then we also have Forced Perspective. And then we also started a podcast. I think podcast became before Forced Perspective. And then now we're going to do another podcast. So I think we're getting along just fine.
And I know those other formats. I know those other formats because Spectacles is a slacker.
Yep.
That's right.
And the new podcast is like improv games and stuff for after you guys do your regular podcast.
Oh, that's, yeah. So there's another podcast that we're doing on top of that one. Yes.
What's
Forced Perspective? So that's B-Sides. That's Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast B-Sides, where we talk about nothing and play games. But we're going to revive my podcast, which was Follow Fun. And we're going to talk about something that's making us happy every week.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's going to be a short, like 15 minute podcast. So we have our 1 hour, our 30 minute, and then we also have a 15 minute.
Yeah. So we've got a normal size podcast, a Kurt size podcast, and a Jen size podcast.
Oh, it's a Jen size podcast.
Russian nesting podcast. It's perfect.
Yeah. And to answer your other question, Forced Perspective is Jen and my band. So we're in a band together, And we did the closing theme to the podcast, and we're working on some other stuff, but the name of the band is Force Perspective.
Which I was
because
so upset
one of
that
you
I...
is short and the other is tall.
It 100% looks like Force Perspective when we're in photos. It looks like awesome. I'm a hobbit and he's a wizard.
Exactly. Gandalf and Frodo just right next to each other.
I would say Samwise, but okay, I'm going to take okay. it. It's fine. It's okay.
It's better than Gollum.
It's true. 100%. No problem.
And you should check out on our YouTube channel that we've got a Force Perspective music video for that very short song that we did.
We also have a video where we just dance, so.
See, Force Perspective music video is really messing with my brain because it doesn't sound like music video by the band, Force Perspective, but that's what you mean.
That's exactly true.
Before my brain explodes, we're going to take a break and we're going to come back and do that mono scene format. Whoa!
Hello, listeners. I'm here to tell you about the official new Paper Towel Improv podcast, Quick Bites Bookshop. That's right. If you want to get your improv fix, you can head to this bookshop to get your improv fix on paper. Whether you're a seasoned improviser looking to deep dive into some improv books, you want to try improvising and you want to read about it first, or you're just an improv fan and you want to read about some improv history, or as you read about some improv theory on paper, you can read about it at this bookstore. That's right, so go to bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast, just like the Instagram handle. Again, that's bookshop.org/shop/paper_towel_podcast. Over there, I found some great books for you that you're sure to love. Tune into the rest of the show, and I'll see you next Thursday.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and we're going to do some improv. We're going to do that mono scene format. Like Jen was describing, that is one long scene. We're going to start with just Kurt and Jen, and I'm going to come on a bit later. I'm going to get us a suggestion of a word from canigeta.com, and that word is trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
All right. I don't want to dress up as Donald Trump this year, honey. I don't know why you want to do the Kelly Conway and Donald Trump thing. That's, it doesn't feel right.
It's satire. It's okay. We're poking fun.
It doesn't feel fun.
It doesn't feel fun.
Why don't we just do like we did when we were in college together? Just, you know, just do like the sexy caveman costume. That's fun, right? And cavewoman.
I was going to say, it's just a sexy caveman now. Like, I'm totally out. Do you not care anymore?
Oh.
Coordinating costumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I felt like an afterthought there.
Well, I was, you know, I have lost a lot of weight recently, and I'm just looking to, you know, show off the old bod, you know?
Who are you showing it off to?
You know.
Fred.
Well, primarily you, but, you know, I mean, you get to soak it in every night. But Halloween is the one chance I get to just, you know, let it all hang out. Well, not it all, but, you know.
I was going to say, I would like you to rein it in. Don't put it all out there. That seems excessive, even for you.
Okay. Well, but don't you think that I'm, you know, looking good, looking trim, looking...
Obviously, I think so.
Okay.
Obviously, I think so. But...
All right. So instead of doing something satirical, let's just dress slutty. Like we always used to.
I just feel like we're past our slutty days. I mean, what are our kids going to think?
Well, they're going to be out trick-or-treating and, you know, we can...
Yeah. We're taking them trick-or-treating.
Oh.
I don't know about you, but I certainly cannot walk in those 7-inch heels trick-or-treating with the kids. And well, I cannot pull off any of my sexy Halloween costumes without them.
So remind me, why are 7-inch heels part of a cavewoman costume? That doesn't seem...
It's a requirement for any of the sexy costumes that you have at Halloween.
But I think we could get away without the... Yeah, I mean, for a caveman, that's, you know, pretty... Or cavewoman is... We could get away without it for that particular outfit, right? I mean...
Well, I'm not committed to this whole cavewoman outfit. I just... It's not flattering to me. It's just not the most flattering one.
Oh, and the Kellyanne Conway is more flattering to you?
Well, it's slightly more flattering, but honestly, I don't know why you're so opposed to doing the kinky boots one. I know it's difficult for you to walk in those boots, but I think it's, if you want to show off, this is your chance to show off.
That just, every time we do it though, you play all that music, that terrible music from them.
You didn't tell me you thought it was terrible.
Well, I mean, you had to know that I thought that, I mean, Cyndi Lauper, come on.
I love Cyndi Lauper. Love her. You know that I have loved her. How dare you?
I mean, she was fine with, you know, girls just want to have fun, but come on, a whole musical? Just, no, stay in your lane, Cyndi.
That is her, anything is Cyndi's lane. Anything. How dare you? You can't rein her in like that. She is a free spirit.
So 7-inch heels are not appropriate, but you're going to wear boots with the 7-inch heel on them? What's the difference there?
There's ankle support.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So ankle support is the difference. Yeah. Not the 7-inch heel that makes you basically walk on tiptoes the whole.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. At least I'm getting more support from my boots than I am from you. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I support you.
Do you?
Yes.
Because it's always the costume that you want, and you always win. Well, not this year. Not this year. We don't have to do kinky boots, but I am not going to be a cavewoman again. It is played out.
Dad,
yes,
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Billy and I are waiting outside, and we've got the cave people outfits, and we've got the kinky boots outfits, and we're still waiting for you to come out and tell us which ones to put on.
Wait, you bought Jimmy Jr. both sets of costumes?
Well, we always get into this, and then your defense is that we don't have costumes that match my idea for the kids. And so this year, I bought all of the costumes for the kids.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right, JJ. Which one do you want to... Let's do it this way. Which one do you want to wear?
Based on how much you love one of your parents. It's okay.
Remember, you're going to have to walk for about 3 miles in those boots. So think,
but you are gonna
think
look
long and hard.
Fabulous in those boots.
Well, see, the thing is, I also had a costume opinion.
Oh.
So I ordered us new sets of costumes. And I've got a third contender.
I'm so excited.
Ziggy Stardust.
Oh my God, he's so right. We raised such a good son.
Wait a second. When you say that you purchased these costumes, you're saying that that's a contender? Maybe we should have this discussion before we spend money on costumes.
Look, when is a Ziggy Stardust costume not appropriate? I'm
when
very proud of JJ.
When we already bought two other sets of costumes.
Well, we didn't buy
Dad.
Only...
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mom, but Dad, just because I used your credit card to buy vintage Ziggy Stardust costumes doesn't
vintage.
Mean...
Vintage?
You're so
but
true.
They don't make new ones.
They don't. And they're not the same. JJ's so right.
Your mom can make you a Ziggy Stardust costume.
Yeah, but not four of them, and there's four of us.
Yeah, I can't make four heavily sequined costumes. Did you buy the glitter, JJ?
Yeah, and the heels and the makeup and, you know, with the lightning bolt.
Sweetheart, we're going to look so, you are going to look so handsome, sweetheart.
Hey, you could have wore the one Ziggy Stardust, get one Labyrinth costume, get one from Tin Machine with the cool suit, and then one from the Let's Dance video, and we would have been fine. I've got the Let's Dance video.
Oh my
it would
God.
Have been an army of David Bowie's.
Dad, you already have a Let's Dance video costume?
Oh,
yeah,
heck yeah.
You could just wear that.
I haven't been able to wear that since, like, for 7 years, but now that I've slimmed down, I look good in that video, or in that suit.
You do. You do look very good in the David Bowie. It's kind of why I married you, so, I mean, I don't know why you don't wear those more often. But that's a conversation for not in front of JJ.
Well, yeah, and we can talk about most women say that's what first attracted me to you, not that's why I married you. But all right, yes, let's talk about that later when JJ's not around.
I feel like I should cover my ears.
Maybe you should. JJ, cover your ears.
No. Okay, all right, just for a second. Hold your ears for just a second. That's why you married me?
Yeah, that's why I married you.
I thought that was just the initial attraction. And you're saying,
no, it's because you're so cute in your David Bowie costumes.
All right.
Is that why you were wearing that in the wedding photo?
Yes, it is. That is 100% why your father was wearing that in the wedding photo.
That was a surprise wedding. We went out dancing and your mom asked me to marry her and I figured I'd better say yes.
Yeah, you better, and you did.
And then I outgrew that costume, and it did not go well for a few years.
I think
we're bonding a lot this Halloween.
Yes, this has already been a good Halloween.
It has. That's why it's the most wonderful time of the year.
But we're still not settled on a costume.
Oh, I think we are. David Bowie.
The four Bowies.
The four Bowies.
The four Bowies. Scene. We can't hide from the four Bowies, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after this quick word. Thanks for listening, everybody. We had Kurt and Jen on today. Do you guys have anything you want to plug?
Absolutely. We would like to plug the Kurt and Jen Make a Podcast, which is on all of our normal podcast apps. But we just released our Kinks episode where we break down the humor of the Kinks. So by all means, listen to that. And tomorrow we're going to drop our second B-Sides episode where we just talk about stuff and play games. And also all of the game show, but there is going to be a game show on the Tucson Improv Friday night show coming up in the near future. We haven't figured out the day yet, but keep your eye out for that. We've got a potential special guest.
Ooh, cool.
And Jen, what else am I missing?
That is it, Kurt. Those are all of the things that we have currently. And keep an eye out for Follow Fun.
There we go.
Cool. I'm trying to think if I have any things to plug. I do have things to plug. Next Friday, the 31st, you'll be able to see the teen team I coach, the Chaos Cult, perform live on YouTube on the Arizona Theater Company page. I'll have more details on how you can watch that next week, but they are the funniest people aged 13 to 18 in all of Tucson, Arizona, and I can't wait for you to see them. You can always follow me at rockin_Rafi on Instagram, Twitter, wherever, mostly Instagram. And you can follow this podcast at paper_towel @_podcast. You can follow and subscribe or wherever great podcast may be found, except Stitcher, because I haven't figured that out yet.
We can help you out with that, Rafi.
I've mostly figured it out. They just haven't gotten back to me with the last part yet. I started the process last night. You can tune in next week, where we'll have the Tucson Walk-On Reunion Special with Rich Gary. We're celebrating the cool milestone because as of this episode, we've officially eclipsed the Tucson Walk-On episode count. So we're doing a crossover special. It should be fun.
Our logo is by Lee Cameron. You can follow her on Instagram @LeeCameron with 8 E's in Lee. And our theme song is by Ramzi Atia. You can follow him on Instagram @RamziMusic. Have a great week, everybody, and I will see you next Thursday.